AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The Obama administration has formally lifted sanctions now that UN experts have certified Iran has dismantled much of its nuclear infrastructure. White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
At a news conference in Vienna, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini told reporters the UN watchdog agency has signed off.
International Atomic Energy Agency has verified that Iran has implemented its nuclear-related commitments.
That means the Iranians have exported enriched uranium, mothballed centrifuges, and disabled a nuclear reactor in ways that officials say will keep Tehran from building a nuclear bomb. The certification means Iran will quickly gain access to some $100 billion in frozen assets and reap additional benefits from oil and trade. Mark Smith, Washington.
Iran has released five detained Americans, four of them in exchange for seven Iranians held or charged in the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that was not directly related to the nuclear deal. President Obama has signed an emergency declaration for Flint, Michigan.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide water, filters, and cartridges in Flint. The city can get up to $5 million in direct funding. Tap water in Flint became contaminated with lead after a switch from the Detroit water system to the Flint River while a pipeline was under construction. Flint returned to the Detroit system in October after elevated lead levels were discovered in children. The National Guard has been distributing free water, filters, and other supplies. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the NFL playoffs, the New England Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs 27-20. In the second game of the day, the Green Bay Packers have been playing in Arizona against the Cardinals. Tomorrow, the Seahawks play the Panthers and the Steelers play the Broncos. This is AP Radio News. Cher is donating bottled water to the residents of Flint, Michigan, who are struggling to find safe water amid a lead contamination crisis.
Cher has been vocal about the issue. Now the superstar, along with Icelandic Water, are giving residents more than 180,000 bottles of water to help alleviate what she called a tragedy of staggering proportions. Residents have not had safe water to drink since 2014, when officials began drawing water from the Flint River as a cost-saving measure. However, the city did not treat corrosive water properly, which led to metal leaching from old pipes. The city also did not tell residents the water was contaminated for a year and a half. I'm Julie Walker.
Officials say turkeys have tested positive for bird flu at nine more Indiana farms, near where authorities confirmed a strain different from the one that devastated U.S. poultry flocks last summer. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.